We are back live from South by Southwest from the studios of KUT, and we actually have somebody from Texas here, which has been unusual, I must say, so far. And we are very happy that a guy I haven't seen in a long, long time, and I first met you when Cotton Mather was first starting out many, many moons ago. We're very happy that Robert Harrison has joined us. Hi, good to see you.
Nice to see you, David.
The new band, Future Clouds and Radar, has by far the coolest name here, first of all.
In the room?
Who knows?
Thank you, David.
In the surrounding.
I think David Dye is a pretty cool name.
That's cool as well. I think we should bring people, because I know there are a lot of people who are listening right now, particularly in Philadelphia, who were Cotton Mather fans when you guys started. Tell us your life history for the last, let's go back 3 years or so.
Well, Cotton Mather ran its course in, a few years back, and I regrouped. I took a break from music. I moved out into the country and started writing some very different kinds of music and decided to put together a larger ensemble, and we're called Future Clouds and Radar. We recorded a lot of music. We recorded a lot more music than we actually sent you, and we whittled it down to two discs, and it's called Future Clouds and Radar.
That must feel
Future Clouds and Radar.
It must feel great to have that much, have written that many things that you feel really proud of.
Well,
or it's been a long time.
No. I mean, I write a lot of material, and I don't know. You know, I just I enjoy it. You know, I like writing music. I like writing lots of music.
And you like going in the studio, and
I like going down into my garage and disappearing for hours on end.
Right. And we are so far enjoying the results big time, but this is going to be very different because this is the stand up acoustic rock and roll version of a couple of tunes.
Yeah, the whole band has a difficult time fitting in most venues, much less a small radio station. So I told them I was going to lunch, and I came over here.
So they won't get jealous.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what would you like to do?
Well, since it's the afternoon and I'm feeling polite, I'm going to start with a very politely titled song called Let Me Get Your Coat, which I don't think there's a more polite title in South by Southwest this year. But closer inspection reveals an impolite man behind the curtain. Sing a valedictory as I run for the mountains, honey. There's a creaky dreamer in my heart, losing heart, falling apart when you start my car. Operations in the bag for the snow birds. Fine, warm southern town. It turned me up when you turned me down. And baby, let me get your coat. Well, I don't want to live here, but I still like to sleep together. There's a tiki genie on my couch, losing loud, figuring out that I'm not your God. Weather patterns never lie for the snowbirds. Fine, warm southern town. You might get woozy, better not look down. And when I'm back, I think you'll know I've let you go. I let you go. I let you go. Forgot the words there for a minute, David. I got so distracted by your beard.
It does that to people. It's a mesmerizing experience.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of technicolor.
Right.
If you've been up late the night before.
Depending on what's in your water. Robert Harrison is our guest, and Future Clouds and Radar is the new project. Now, how many people are actually Well, let me put this a couple of ways. When you go into your garage to record, how many people are actually part of the band? And then when you go out and play live, do you need more people to recreate?
Yeah, well, whoever I can talk into coming over that day ends up down in the garage, in the laboratory, as they say in London, you know. The core band is six people live, but that can expand out to as many as 16, which, well, tonight we're playing with Alejandro Escoveda as part of his showcase. And there'll be 16 of us tonight, and then it collapses all the way down to me on my couch asleep, just dreaming.
Well, here, yeah, I mean, here you are.
Here I am.
You and your acoustic
in your studio.
You're dreaming, but which brings me to a point when you say I started working on very different music. What does that mean to you? I mean, very different music. It's all you. So I'm just curious as to. Is it just how it gets realized? Or
I think so, and I think, you know, with any luck, as you move along, you start trying things that you didn't try before, perhaps, and finding out that new things work, and also changing up the format. You know, Cotton Mather was a terrific project, and it was
four
dudes,
right?
And, you know, the old never tried before bass, drums, and two guitars formula. So
we call that folk music nowadays.
Right, right.
No, but seriously, it is an old, it is a standard thing, and so you were hearing different voicings and different ways of realizing the music.
Yes,
and I say all this because we are hearing you do this live. We're not playing the album because the album is you would hear exactly what we're talking about.
That song would have been a bashing rocker,
right?
With two guitars, bass, and drums.
Well, it's kind of cool to hear them this way.
Indeed.
Let's hear another one this way.
Okay.
Let's
do this one. She in secret handles Fabergé's, tells her secrets to those little eggs. And watch me staring at the fishing boats, remote and half complete. And let me run down the sun, Palm Sunday. This spot on my palm is who you are. New red children must forgive the czar. And tell your daddy this is really a book, the kind he could not read. And watch me run down the sun, Palm Sunday. And watch me run down the sun, Palm Sunday.
Great song.
That's called This Is Really a Book.
You didn't do the title it after the most repeated lyric thing, did you?
I did. I titled it after my favorite part. And while we talk, I'm going to try to tune this monstrosity here.
All right. Well, I'll talk about it. It's Robert Harrison is tuning his guitar and Future Clouds and Radar. Now, it says here in this History of the World that you put out as your bio that world premiere is tomorrow night. That means the big show you consider the world premiere?
Actually, I think that was a year ago.
We played on my
back porch to a handful of friends, and we called that the world premiere.
Oh, okay. But it's interesting that it coincides to a year later that you sort of make
that day.
You're sort of
exciting
coming out.
It took us a year to actually get in front of a crowd, but you know that's pretty fast for Austin, Texas.
And the double disc is going to be in stores
April 24th nationwide, coming to you, and online available in a few weeks.
Now, are you? You're excited to get... Have you gotten reaction already? What kind of reaction have you gotten? Because I know the advances of this have been out, and the tastemakers have heard some of this.
I think the reactions are, first, wow, you want me to listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, two discs, Robert.
The first reaction is, who has time for this kind of thing? Then the people who have time for it seem to, you know, they tell me they like it. Yeah. And then some people are kind of wounded by the amount of material they've been asked to listen to. And the good thing about those people is they can just listen to one disc and file the other conveniently in a desk drawer until such time they deem my scholarship worthy of their time.
How do you feel about the word psychedelic?
Makes me feel good in my tummy. Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. In my shirt, psychedelic.
And with your jacket, even more so.
That's a camouflage jacket.
Oh,
made in Tupelo, Mississippi, where they have to dress up to go hunting, I guess.
But there is, the reason why I bring that word up is I'm just sitting here listening to you play the acoustic version of that song, which I'm going to call Palm Sunday,
because you're a rebel.
Exactly. Because, and it's just, wow, this is the roots of all this psychedelic British music and American music. And I don't know what makes it so, but it...
You mean the acoustic guitar is?
No, I just sort of mean the way the songs are put together.
They kind of drift together. Nicely. I think that's got a little floaty kind of melody, and it's sort of dreamy. And that song, that's enough about that.
Oh, you're not going to tell us anymore about it?
No, I just didn't want to. I didn't want to prattle on.
Oh, okay. No, prattling is what we're doing.
I see.
But why don't you do another one of these? We're hearing the stripped down versions of the Future Clouds and Radars.
Well, lest anyone get the wrong impression that it's a kind of a mellow record, which it's not. I'm going to do something a little more bouncy. This is called Safety Zone.
The world doesn't hang on a star. It's a galaxy where you are. And we don't have a lot to say. I met an old man on a horse from the future when I was lost. And he told me to find my way. The way back home to the great unknown. A safety zone. Love all, love all, love all, love all, love all life. A break in a pipe at my shop made a solar flare, burnt your crops, and I pray for you every day. I want to get out of my mind like a baby swan, learn to dive. And be perfect in just one way. The way back home to the great unknown. A safety zone. Love all, love all, love all, love all, love all life. That we fall into space isn't new to me, but your grace is a motion I can't explain. The way back home to the great unknown, safety zone. Love all, 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 life.
Another of the fine new tunes from Future Clouds and Radar. Robert Harrison's playing live in acoustic for us today. And, of course, the umpteen piece version you'll have a chance to hear later on at South By. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, David.
So much for playing live.
Hello to all my friends in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Future Clouds and Radar. Look for it soon. Digest both discs.